This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU FM. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So, what do we got going on for our Wacoans tonight?
Well, this is the first Friday of the month, so you know what that means. First Friday downtown. So a lot of the businesses downtown are staying open a little late, offering little specials, trying to lure people in. So it's a great night to go downtown.
Very cool. And there's also the Brazos Theater Group. They host an improv comedy show. They create these kind of, you know, ridiculous characters and scenes off the top of their head. And it starts at 7:30 at the Bosque Square Shopping Center.
Right. Yeah, they used to be downtown, too. And they've relocated now out onto Bosque. So that's kind of neat. Another cool thing that's going on tonight, the Urban Gardening Coalition is offering a homemade self-care workshop.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of fun. You learn how to make things like sugar scrub for your face and laundry detergent and household cleaner and chapstick.
Very cool.
All learn how to make it yourself and use things from your garden, some of the herbs and things like that that you can grow. So that's kind of fun. It's going to be at Calvary Baptist Church, which is on 18th Street. It goes from 6 to 8, and it's $10.
And going into the weekend, what do we have to do?
Saturday, the Historic Waco Foundation is celebrating Texas Independence Day.
It's a little bit
late, yeah. But still in the same week as Texas Independence Day. They're having one of their big fundraisers of the year. It'll be a fun dance, dinner, open bar. Johnny Rodriguez is going to be the big star of
Very
the night.
Fun.
And that's a 6 to 9 on Saturday. It's $100 a ticket, and it goes to helping maintain some of our really nice historic homes, and you might as well call them museums in town.
Very neat. And on Sunday, it's of course Mayborn Free Sunday, the first Sunday of the month.
Right.
So a good time to just go head out and see their new, their latest exhibit, Tinker Toys. So that'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Mayborn Museum.
Mayborn Museum, yes. That is a terrific thing that comes around every month, free Sunday at the Mayborn. And then particularly this week is, as if you have any kids, you know, it's probably spring break.
That's right, spring break.
For your kiddos. And so throughout the week at the Mayborn, specifically in the Bill and Vera Daniel Historic Village. They're having spring break in the village, and you can go and learn all about old-timey stuff, like how to churn butter and how to make cornmeal and ride in the carriage with the horses. And so every day they're doing a different thing. So check their website to see what's available. So you pay to get into the museum. You get to go to the village. And then also in the afternoons, they're having family-friendly movies.
Oh, cool.
So if you're staying in town for spring break and the kiddos get a little bit restless.
There's plenty to do.
Or if you get restless, you are certainly welcome to go to the village.
Very cool. And I guess kicking off Monday, the start of the spring break week, there's at the Central Library, they're having a video game time, which is certainly a great way to spend some time there. You could show off your gaming skills in a Wii tournament and other video game contests down at the Central Library. It's free, and that starts at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that'll be great. It's Central Library. You know, the libraries are really like spring break central in town. They have something going on every day for a wide variety, teenagers, little kids, all kinds of things going on. So that's one thing. And then another thing that's going on Monday at West Waco Library is the In the Words of Women First Monday's Writing Circle. So if you're a woman in town, you're interested in writing, it doesn't really matter what your age is or what genre or your experience level, this is just a really supportive group. It meets the first Monday of every month at the West Waco Library from 6:30 to 8:30 to inspire each other, critique each other, help each other with your writing processes. It's a very supportive, wonderful group for women writers in town.
Very cool. And on Tuesday, There's a sneak peek party at the Hippodrome, and what that's all about is the Hippodrome has a new chef, Chef Elizabeth, and they'll be previewing some of her, I guess, culinary range and all the delights. So you can go on Tuesday and get a sneak peek of that. It's $20, and that starts at 5:30 at the Hippodrome.
Yes, I know, tasty. And then just to stick with my library theme, also on Tuesday, this comes up every year, I think it's such a fun idea. They have a kite workshop for families at Central Library. So it's getting to be breezy springtime and a perfect time for kite flying. So they have all the supplies. You can go. It's free. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening at Central Library and make a kite.
And on Wednesday, you can keep that library theme going over at the West Waco Library. They'll be hosting a special Storytime Theater presentation of Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Not-So-Bad Wolf. So there'll be some special guest performers entertaining the whole family there. And that, of course, is free. And there are two, I guess, showings, one at 10:30 in the morning and one at 1:30 p.m. at the West Waco Library.
Yes. Another thing that's going on Wednesday is one of the neatest things I think we have in town. Mm-hmm. It's every second Wednesday of the month, and it's called the Special Friends Frenzy Dance. So for special needs folks and their family members, you can go. It costs $3 for the special needs person, and then accompanying caregivers get in for free at 6:30 to 9:30 at the Sol Ross Citizens Center on 15th and Waco Drive, but it's a ton of fun, dance, relax. A lot of times they have door prizes, meet some new friends. It's just really a great time for our special needs friends. It's not a respite, so don't expect to drop someone off and come pick them up later, but it is a good time for family, caretakers, to get together and just have a fun time. Special Friends Frenzy Dance on second Wednesday of every month.
And wrapping up our look at the week on Thursday, what do we have going on?
Well, Thursday, also at the library, on Thursday they're having a magician, John O'Brien. That's going to be at the Central Library at 1:30. So magicians are always fun, I think. And then also on Thursday, a neat thing that's going on is the Walk Across Texas kickoff event. So it's getting into March. Maybe your New Year's resolutions are starting to fade a little bit and you need a little oomph to get back on track. This is a great program. Actually, it kicks off on Thursday. But the idea is it's an eight-week program. You meet up with other walkers. You keep track of how far you've walked. And it's just a really good accountability and motivation program. So that's happening at Cameron Park at the Redwood Shelter. Kicks off at 5:30. And if you walk your first mile, you get a Walk Across Texas t-shirt.
Well, Ashley, thanks for talking with us today. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.